Mr. Victor Wooten on the bass. So as we move forward with this whole notion of persevering, let's go ahead and take a look at what it is essentially. It's basically continuing an effort or continuing in a course of action despite difficulty and opposition. It's to be steadfast in purpose. Steadfast. You make a decision. This isn't something that you do by accident. You don't get there just because. You make a decision. You make a decree. You make up your mind that no matter what, you're going to continue with the effort. You're going to continue with the course of action. No matter what the difficulty, no matter what the opposition, you make the decision that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm sticking with it. I'm standing fast. Now, one of the attitudes that we need to adopt with that is to avoid being bitter. Remember, part of the definition of persevering is to continue the course of action despite opposition. And of course, opposition comes from other people. Certainly, there are other unseen forces that are at play as well. But most often, we're aware of, or we're not aware of, the people who are opposing us, who are standing in our way. It's so important that we avoid becoming bitter with them. Don't hate them. Seriously, love them. It is not easy always. So ask our Creator who created love, ask the one who created love to help you love anyway. We're told to love our enemies. And when people are deliberately opposing us, deliberately putting obstacles in our way to prevent us from doing what we're called to do, they are opposing us. And very often, because they are our enemies, love them. I mean, genuinely love them. Refuse to hold a grudge against them. Refuse, I mean, consciously, really think about this and reach the conclusion that you will not be bitter. You will not hate. Sometimes we do things, say things that we should not do, should not say, that may actually prompt someone to become bitter towards us. And what we need to do in cases like that is remember where we went wrong. If at all possible, let that person know, you know what, I'm aware of the fact that this is what I did, and I truly apologize. I truly apologize. My request right now is that you not apologize unless you mean it. If you're going to be saying I'm sorry and you're going to be lying when you say that, truly, it's better for you not to issue the apology. Wait until you're at a point where you can say it and mean it. Wait until you've gotten to the point where you've given it some thought, whether, you know, 2 days, 2 weeks, 3 months, however long it took you. You took time to really think about it and to conclude within your own heart and mind that you were wrong for what you did, and allow yourself to truly regret what you did, what you said about this person, how you felt about that person. Allow yourself, you notice I keep saying allow, because you're not going to succeed at making yourself regret having done someone wrong. Simply acknowledge it. Acknowledge that you did the person wrong, and then allow yourself to truly wish you had not done that because you were wrong. A lot of people, you know, they're ready to issue an apology not because they're sorry for what they did, but because they don't want any consequences to follow. Or if consequences are already in play, they want the person who is meeting out the consequence to let up. That is not the best reason to regret having done something wrong to someone. The best reason to regret having done something wrong to someone is because you were wrong. You hate having done them wrong. And I tell you, I take the time to make sure that before I issue an apology, I have already begun to experience regret for having done that person wrong. And so when I go to a person and say, hey, you know what? I did such and such. I'm sorry I did that. I truly apologize. Sometimes people have a difficult time accepting my apology because according to what they've told me, the apology comes across as being so sincere that it throws them off. I'm not trying to throw them off. I'm just trying to do what's right. I've done what's wrong. Okay, now I need to go ahead and be courageous enough to do what's right. Admit that I was wrong. Don't make any excuses for it. Don't try to minimize my wrong. Don't try to justify it. The bottom line is I was wrong and I apologize. Sometimes when I haven't been able to meet with a person face to face to issue that apology, I've sent a note to that person. I didn't want to sweep it under the rug. I didn't want it to just be something that, okay, well, let's just forget about it. No. I was wrong. I was apologetic, and I wanted that person to know that. By doing that, you know, we can often, there are reasons that our master has said, hey, listen, if you know someone has been offended by you, they're holding a grudge against you because of something you've done, something you said, you need to go and get that right. Now, I realize that sometimes we'll go to people and they won't accept our apology even when they know we're sincere. There's nothing we can do about that. But we've got to at least do our part. And so part of the reason that I do what we've been commanded to do is because it's right to acknowledge our wrong and apologize for it. But the other reason that I do it is because I want to at least give that person as much of a chance to forgive me as I may have given them to hold a grudge against me. In other words, I'm doing it for them too. It's not just me. It's not just a matter of me trying to ease my conscience. I'm trying to do what's right. And I don't want anyone taking themselves or, you know, keeping themselves in a place where they should not be because of bitterness. And I'm the one who provoked the bitterness, and I not at least try to make it right, do my part. So be thinking about that now. Truly. We're talking about persevering. And you might be thinking, okay, well, what does that have to do with persevering? We need all the emotional, mental, and spiritual energy that we can muster in order to persevere. Because sometimes the pressure is not only constant, but also intense. The last thing we need to do is to be burning ourselves out emotionally, mentally, spiritually, because we do what we should not be doing, or we're failing to do what we should be doing. That those kinds of activities have a way of draining us. And when we know what's right and refuse to do what's right, that's wrong. Yeah, I really like doing what's right. And I'm thinking, man, you know, that person could really be holding a grudge against me. What kind of problems is that causing that person? I got to do my part to at least try to empower that person to let me off the hook so that they won't be draining themselves of needed spiritual, mental, emotional resources because of bitterness. Persevering. Continuing the course of action despite opposition. being steadfast in purpose. Try not to be bitter towards those who oppress you, but make sure that if you've done something that has instigated the oppression, you need to do what's right. We should be examining ourselves on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis. It comes to your mind, hey, you know what? I did such and such a few weeks ago, or I did such and such a few months ago, whenever it was. Need to make it right. I'll be honest with you. There have been times, because I'm constantly evaluating, looking at myself. And I even do that with my family. And there have been times when I have asked one or more of my children to get with me about something because I thought about something that I did that was messed up when they were much, much younger. Didn't see it then, but years later I saw it. I couldn't just let that go. Mm-mm. I had to acknowledge my wrong and apologize to my children. I had to, because it was the right thing to do. I needed to let them know that even long time after the fact, I finally realized I was wrong, that I had messed up. And again, I wasn't minimizing, justifying, excusing. I was wrong, period. I apologize. That's what our relationships should be about. We're talking about persevering. And you can be giving yourself so much more emotional and spiritual energy by doing things the way the Creator has said we should do them. Don't be bitter towards people who put obstacles in your place. Who knows? At some point, they may have a change of heart. And sometimes some of the people who work the hardest to block you may change their minds about you and help you, and may be one of the greatest supporters you could ever have had. Love them whether that happens or not. But if it does happen, that much better. Now you have someone else who may eventually become even an intimate friend.
You can't hold no. The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe.